Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Lost markets and off-farm income related to the pandemic have proven difficult for many in California agriculture. In a survey by the California Farm Bureau Federation, more than 500 farmers and ranchers responded, and nearly 57% said they'd lost customers or sales due to the pandemic, most citing stay-at-home orders that closed customers' businesses. 42% lost off-farm income due to stay-at-home orders or to care for children due to school closures, but about three-quarters said they'd been able to maintain operations. Reduced meat processing capacity caused by U.S. plant closures and slowdowns has created a massive bottleneck in the nation's meat and livestock supply chain. A new report from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange Division says even if the reduction of processing capacity is temporary, it will likely have a lasting impact. Meat supplies for retail grocery stores could shrink nearly 30% by Memorial Day, leading to retail pork and beef price increases as high as 20%. Reduced supplies in grocery stores are expected through June. The Tillamook County Creamery Association announced its farmer owners have committed $4 million to a comprehensive COVID-19 relief plan to help its employees, the community, and industry partners respond to and recover. TCCA President Patrick Kreitzer says extraordinary challenges require extraordinary responses. They'll focus most of its relief efforts in the rural Oregon communities where the company operates and many employees live. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.